A group of experts have declared our mask guidelines inadequate, most notably for those working on the front line. The Centre for Informed Futures at Auckland University say we're not keeping pace with the latest international study, and it's leaving gaps that can be exploited by the Delta variant. Fresh Reports is urging all essential and border workers don a properly fitting N95 mask, and identifies shortcomings in the general public's mask-wearing methods. With us now, University of Auckland aerosol scientist Joel Rindelarb. Kia ora, good morning.
Morena.
What is the need particularly for these N95 masks? Why are they so much better?
The thing about these N95s is they can actually filter out like 95% of these aerosol particles, so they're going to be the best tool that we have to fight against aerosol transmission.
And this is not something that currently people on the front line wear?
So the Ministry of Health has recently required N95 masks for their MIQ staff. So that's really good. But one thing this report is trying to say, which was led by Sir Peter Gluckman at COI2, is that in an ideal world, the best possible protection will be available to all of those in high-risk situations. So that could be people that are staying in MIQ or essential workers that could be interacting with hundreds of people a day.
Okay, so people in MIQ situations should also be wearing them. That can see the logic there, certainly. What about people who are at less risk, people who are out in the community, and you see lots of people wearing often reusable cloth masks or surgical masks? How good are they?
So they aren't going to be as good as N95, but you have to remember, a mask is only as good as its fit, right? So if there are any gaps in the nose or the sides, it's not going to be as effective. So what we can do in the community is, if you don't have an N95, that's okay. There's still some things we can do, like wearing a triple layer cloth mask or one of those medical masks that's fashioned tighter to the face. So one thing you can do is just put a cloth over that blue medical mask that's going to be effective for you.
Okay. And even then, I guess there are some of those that have those nose wires in and that kind of thing to help with the fit. Is there anything else that people can do that could help their masks fit more snugly on their face?
One thing you can do is you can, with those medical masks, is actually make a little knot with the ear loops, and that will actually make it a little bit tighter around the face. Like I said, you could put that cloth over the medical mask. You could, with a triple layer cloth mask, again, you want that to be tight as well. So there are some things that you can do at home to make your mask more effective.
Okay, so you're saying triple layered. How would you know necessarily if your mask was triple layered?
So things that are single layered that you want to avoid, this would be like bandanas or scarves. Those aren't going to be as effective. So triple layer, if you actually just feel the mask itself, maybe it'll have it outside, maybe it'll have it an inside piece of cloth, but if you have a one in the middle of that as well that can also act as a filter, that would be ideal.
Okay. Wearing these ones that are, like you're saying, the bandanas or the single layer, are they better than nothing?
Any mask is better than no mask. That is for certain, because they can help protect with any of these droplets or aerosols that are coming out of your mouth. Because remember, a mask is a two-way street. It helps source control as well as user protection. So any mask is better than no mask, but there are some options out there that are certainly better than others.
Okay. I guess also these those medical ones that you're talking about, the kind of papery feeling blue and white ones, they have a pretty short kind of life once they're on, don't they?
Absolutely. Those are actually supposed to be replaced after every use. If you have a cloth variety, though, then maybe have three or four in a lineup that you can rotate and that wash after every use, because once it's dirty, it could potentially have the virus on it and you don't want to keep exposing yourself to that.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Joel Rindelarb there from the University of Auckland.